What up, Turbos and Tuning fans? This is your host, Cation Justice. This is a new feature of the show called The Daily Commute. It's me coming to you live on the way to and from work, talking about car news, anything that drops in the car industry that I see come through. I'm going to hit you up with that information on The Daily. And, you know, like today, I'm stuck in traffic because people decided that they were going to drive crazy while it's pouring rain and with their bald-ass tires and wreck. And I'll make sure to post a picture of this wreck that I'm currently passing so you can see what not to do when it's pouring rain out. Slow your ass down. That's what you do. So let me know what you think of the idea of the daily commute. Hit me up with any questions, concerns. I won't be going into the great detail on this show. I'll spend more time on the general news topics of the day for cars, general topics that have come to mind for me during this week or day, and I'll hit you up on the daily commute. Buckle up, because here we go. Oh, snickety snap. First episode of the Daily Turbos and Tuning. That's right, I'm getting some navigation help, trying to make sure the popo don't get me. You don't use Waze, better get that shit. Google owns it. Google knows all. So if you have Anchor, the app, and you listen through it, you probably just got to hear the full song from the new Nas album. So that's going to be a cool feature of this Anchor app. And I've been getting a lot of people that want more content from me. And with the promotion, I kind of explained to you that I don't really have the time as much as I used to actually produce the show. So I figured this is a good way to give you more content so you have shit to talk about with your boys about the news and the latest updates, etc. in the car world. So I figured this is the best way to bring it to you, which might mean a little shittier quality. But I hope to still give you good content. That's what we're going for. So sound might be an issue, but hey, this is like you and I chilling in the car, driving on a road trip, talking some bullshit about some cars. So let's get right to it. Paris Auto Show. That was this last couple weeks. Well, about 10 days. And I'll be honest, it was just all right. There were some cool debuts, quote-unquote. Some things that other car podcasts and shit are saying are debuts aren't really debuts in my book. Right out the back, I'm going to say the Infiniti Project Black S is not a debut. I saw that shit in January at the North American Auto Show in Detroit. So it's been around for a while. And don't get me wrong, as a tuner, exceptionally exciting car. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think there's a fucking chance in hell that that car comes to market. It's got all this F1 racing technology. They've got two versions of their F1 racing vehicles powertrain in this car. One steals power from the drivetrain and retransmits it back into the actual boost of the vehicle. It also harnesses exhaust fumes from the turbos and redistributes those to the actual hybrid battery. I mean, the list goes on and on of the technology that's in this car. And for me, that just means that it's Infiniti Renault's racing way of getting their technology out there and people talking about their racing team. That's, for me, that's all it is. It's a giant advertisement. So that being said, don't hold your breath if you think this car is going to come to market, because I really don't think it's going to make it. But the thing is, it is a 500-plus horsepower monster hybrid, right? So the potential is amazing, but will it actually make it there? So be on the lookout for it. I'll post some pictures of it. I've already posted pictures before. So if you follow me on Facebook or you are go to the website, I have posted multiple pictures of the Project S before. Pretty cool vehicle. All it is really based off the Q60. Red Sport, just with the hybrid setup, etc. So, pretty cool, but I don't really think it's going to make it to market. So, next up, BMW, man. BMW had a pretty dope show. I'll have to give it to them. They did debut quite a few cars and concept vehicles. Right off the bat, the i3X, it's going to be their all-electric version of the X3 SUV. So they're going to try to push that to market by 2020. This is obviously a direct competition to the Model X from Tesla, and the fact that Mercedes also debuted an all-electric vehicle at this show at Paris. the EQC is what that Mercedes did. So you've got all these companies. You got Audi also debuted an all-electric vehicle SUV, the e-tron. So all the vehicle, all the manufacturers are starting to make these all-electric cars. And, of course, they're going to move into the SUV market because those are the vehicles that sell the most. Trucks and SUVs still outsell vehicles in a lot of segments. So this is no surprise that you would see BMW debut this vehicle now to kind of get everybody thinking about the all-electric. The rumor has it it's going to go over 200-plus miles per charge, so 400 kilometers, you know, 250-ish. So that's exciting news. That's always the big limitation with the electric cars for me. One of the reasons I don't own a Tesla, I actually thought about buying a Tesla, is the range. I don't want to have to deal with going to certain places to charge my vehicle when I'm on road trips. So until they get that shit figured out, I don't see me jumping to the hybrid, well, not hybrid, but all electric, you know, way of getting around, despite how fun it might be. If you haven't been in a Tesla, I was in a P85D, I think it was, and the insane mode on that shit is mind-boggling. So they can be fun cars. Just kind of keep that in mind. As their range grows, I think they're going to probably sell more. And there's like a little spin-off news that I read last night is for the first time ever, Tesla actually outsold Mercedes in the United States during this FY. So that's crazy huge to think that an electric company is outselling a luxury brand German manufacturer. So it might have been a niche before, but I think that niche has kind of moved on to a larger segment of people. So other news out of BMW, though, from Paris. The 3 Series updated, meaner, aggressive, wider, lighter, better handling, hot-ass interior. I mean, just an overall great refresh of this vehicle. The nose, still classic BMW, which I'm not in love with, but I do like that they actually added a little more aggressive styling to the front end of the vehicle. So I think that's going to be a huge hit, and it was a desperate need for a refresh. So be on the lookout for that. And then, of course, the BMW 8 Series. I've already talked about it on the show before, but the 8 Series did debut kind of officially, hands-on. Everybody's looking at it, et cetera. Very impressive. Again, if you don't remember, the BMW 8 Series is going to be the big dog. Sorry, my radar detector's trying to save me. Is going to be the big dog. I personally think it's better than the i8. The i8's never really done anything for me. I think the BMW 8 Series with this gigantic engine, once we hear about what the M8's going to have, I'll probably be floored. Because the regular 8 Series, there's two versions of the engine. The one I care about, and you would probably care about, is the 4.4 liter twin turbocharged V8. And it is going to put down, I think it was 523 horsepower. Sorry, I'm driving. I don't know. Somewhere around there. 523, 528, somewhere around there. 0 to 60, I remember being 3.7 seconds. So it'll move. That's going to be exciting. And they're also going to put out a diesel version of the car. But that'll be the 840D model of the vehicle. So just be on the lookout. Super, super exciting news out of BMW. Of course, they also debuted the Z4 a few weeks back at Pebble Beach, but it also made a showing at the Paris show. So if you want to drop top, that's the way to go. Other Mercedes, I mentioned the EQC, the all-electric. They also did also have on site the A35 AMG. So you've got that. I've talked about it on last week's episode. I think it's a hot entry-level vehicle that you could really turn to for fun. Fast, 300-plus horsepower from the factory. Tons of power probably still hidden inside the vehicle just with an ECU tune, updating your airflow, etc. So I think the A35 is going to be hot. The interior is fucking on point. It makes me want to get rid of my car. I've already said that to you, but just kind of be on the lookout for it and look at how hot it is on the inside. Now, speaking of hot, there's a couple cars that were debuted at Paris that I'm, like, kind of annoyed that we don't get here in America. Skoda, the Vision RS, this is coming out of the VW group. VW, by the way, had probably the most kick-ass Paris show. I know Citroën and Renault and all those French companies try to bring their A-game to the Paris show because it's on their home court, but they got outplayed, dude. VW, when it comes to, I haven't got to it, but what Porsche's bringing to market, and Skoda and the VW bus and Vanagon and all that shit, and the Oak. Those are all going to be amazing vehicles. But the Skoda Vision RS, man, you talk about an absolute beauty of a vehicle. It is a hybrid hot hatch. It's like a three H's. It's like a triple H, the hybrid hot hatch. If you're a wrestling fan, you know what I'm referring to. Okay, this guy's not going to let me over, so. All right, dickwad. Driving a fucking TTRS. Oh, wait, no, it's just a TT. So he's just being a dick even though he doesn't have a cool-ass car. Fuck you, buddy. Anyway, so, road rage! So Skoda Vision RS. Sorry, a little tangent there. This is going to be the problem with the show. I'm just going to be barking at people. So the Skoda Vision RS is this hybrid hot hatch, the triple H of cars. And, of course, it's not going to make a jump over the pond to us, but what I'm hoping is they can steal the technology, V-dub, cannibalize themselves, and maybe put it in the Golf R next, like a souped-up, mean-ass version of the Golf R. But as is, a stellar car, like, totally got me excited, and then, of course, I was like, wait a second, I don't really know this car company, and then when I went reading more, then they made it kind of clear that it's not going to be coming to America. So there's a few cars on this list that aren't coming to America that should be, and that's, you know, who knows, maybe they will. Hyundai, the i30N edition. So we got the Veloster N coming. Well, of course, the i30N is going to debut in Europe. It's not going to make a jump over the pond either. And it is pretty nice looking car. I was really surprised by it. And it's got quite a bit of options. Of course, it's got the classic 2-liter turbo. I think that is, you know, a great build right off the bat. You know, I'm all about the turbos and all about the breathing ECUs, et cetera, and all those changes you can make for pretty inexpensive. So the car from the factory is going to range between 246 horsepower and all the way up to, like, 270, 271, and that's if you have the performance package with it. So this car is going to be fully capable from the factory, but whatever you can add to it and tweak, you're going to really see pretty big gains, I think, with this car. So they'll probably have a GT model, too, which would be pretty exciting, so we shall see. Now, the other non-jumping-across-the-pond cars that I kind of fell in love with was the damn Kia Proceed, the Seed from Kia. It also was there, and they freaking brought a shooting brake version of it. So it's a 5-door hatch, like a wagon. It's like legit exciting. And of course, there's no talk of it coming to America because we don't buy these fucking cars. But if we did, this would be one I would consider. I've posted before, like the Kai from Mazda. I think those cars probably could fit a really good niche right now here in America, especially with our younger drivers. If it's a safe vehicle that's still fun, I could see family, you know, fathers in particular buying these vehicles for their children. So, you know, remains to be seen, but I like where Kia's headed. They had two versions. Sorry, cops. They had two versions of this vehicle actually at the show, and both were pretty sexy in my opinion, and I just like Kia's whole thing. As I've said, I've said it to you before, if you haven't and you're in the car market and you're thinking sedan or saloon or whatever you want to call it, fucking go test drive the Kia Stinger GT. It is phenomenal, and for the price, like, right in a great price point with the BMWs, etc. So do yourself a favor and make sure you check it out. So other V-dub stuff, I skipped a Kia, but for V-dub, the Porsche, man, the Porsche lineup was exciting. You have the Porsche Macan refresh, and it is amazing. It's going to get a 2.9 liter, I think it is, I think it's a 2.9 liter twin turbocharged that's going to put out a little less horsepower than their biggest engine in their current edition of the Macan, but the crazy part is it's going to have better gas mileage and no lag time on the turbos. Like, you're going to get immediate response. So I'm really excited about the Macan refresh. We'll see if it, I mean, it looks meaner. The interior changes were phenomenal. You're going from a little 7-inch screen, little under 8 inches of screen, to almost 11-inch screen. So, and it's gorgeous interior, right on par with that Mercedes A35. So, the other big Porsche news was the Porsche Speedster. And this is the 911 Speedster drop top, super sexy. The crazy thing is they're cannibalizing, and they're going to give a lot of their GT3 parts to this new Porsche Speedster. So, I think it's going to be a hell of a vehicle. It's going to for sure be a fucking collector's item. I can assure you of that. And that being said, you know, you're talking about a Porsche that's going to hold its value. It's going to be fast, fun, drop top. I don't know. And at first it was a prototype. Everyone came to the show thinking, oh, they're not going to really do it. It's just kind of they're showing off a little bit, etc. And in the end, they confirmed that they're going to make actually a very limited number of these. And I think it's back to 1948. That's what it is. 1948, that's the year that Porsche started making rear-wheel drive sports cars. So they're going to make 1948 versions of this. It's probably already sold out, so if you're listening to me now, you're probably too late to the game, but maybe you can pick one up. Making a very limited run of those, and you're looking at top-notch performance from Porsche. So that was probably the coolest tuner / performance car that I see at Paris, but you know, I'm not counting like the big boys. Ferrari, of course, has the Monza SP1 and 2, crazy expensive two-seater cars, top, you know, drop tops, amazing performance, 700 horsepower, blah, blah, blah. I can't afford that shit, so I'm not talking about it. But it did look cool. They do look great. Other V-dub news, Audi, the A1, won't make it across the pond either, but definitely a cool car. I like where they're headed with the A1 being a nice entry level for the Europeans. Definitely something I would check out. The e-tron, the all-electric SUV, you know, worth mentioning, but not something that, you know, is really going to be tunable coming to market. So, the only other cars that I, you know, really wanted to mention was Suzuki. You know, the rumor is they're coming back to America, and they have the Suzuki Swift and the Suzuki Jimny. They're going to bring back the Jimny, which I know people in the 80s loved that damn vehicle for off-roading, little tiny, powerful SUV. So that's going to be kind of cool. I love the styling of it, so be on the lookout on Facebook.com or at turbosandtuning.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good shit. I'm going to try to get some of these pictures up of all the cars that I've mentioned. I plan on doing a bigger episode that goes a little more in-depth on a couple of these that really kind of wet my whistle and hopefully will excite you. So make sure you tune in because I'm almost home, mofos. So this is the first episode of the Daily Commute from Turbos and Tuning. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you don't like the quality, hey, this is how I roll, dude. I'm giving you what you wanted. You complained that I wasn't giving you enough content. You didn't have enough shit to talk about with your boys. I'm giving you shit to talk about with your boys. So I'm giving it to you the best way I can. I'm squeezing it into my day. I'm still doing the research, etc. for you. If you have any questions about anything that I've talked about today on today's show, hit me up at Turbos and Tuning on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, your mom. Oh, wait, no, not your mom. You get it. I'm all over that place. So I appreciate the love. And remember, buckle up, drive hard, but drive safe. Deuces, mofos!